And now, Bookmarks, writers on books they love.
Hi, my name is Brian Stevenson. I'm a human rights lawyer in Montgomery, Alabama. I direct a project called the Equal Justice Initiative. I wrote a book this year called Just Mercy about my work defending people on death row and challenging excessive punishment and mass imprisonment in America. The book I'd like to recommend is a wonderful novel by Marilyn Robinson named Gilead. It's the story of a minister in the Midwest writing to his son because this minister doesn't believe he's going to be alive when the son grows up. And it's just full of the kind of compassion and mercy and insight and yearning for understanding that I think characterizes what's great and necessary when it comes to justice and what's often absent in our society. I think my work has been shaped by the absence of compassion, the absence of mercy, the absence of understanding, and a comfort level with that absence. And I think the book meant so much to me because it pushes us to see all of the inequality, all of the disruption, all of the imbalance that is created when we're not yearning for reconciliation and understanding and compassionate relationships with one another. It's part of a trilogy. I only get one book, but I will mention that the other two books, Home and Lila, also by Marilyn Robinson, are also wonderful, wonderful reads. But that's the book I would recommend for all of the listeners to pick up. You know, I think narrative is a really powerful way to get us to open ourselves to thinking differently about issues. Our society is very incident-driven, and we can go into a movie theater and actually cheer for someone who's doing something quite illegal, sometimes even quite violent and destructive. But because of the context of the story, we are open to things that we wouldn't otherwise be open to. And I think fiction can create a portal that allows us to experience things in a safer environment than what the rigors of the real world sometimes permit, than what our instincts sometimes allow when we're dealing with a set of issues that we've been hearing about for 10 or 20 years. You know, my book is obviously nonfiction, but I think that doesn't mean that there isn't a lot that can be offered to us from novelists and fiction writers to engage us to think more honestly and deeply about the issues that matter.
Brian Stevenson recommends Gilead by Marilyn Robinson. You'll find more bookmarks and an interview with Stevenson on our website at ttbook.org.